It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, we do, and we got a lot to get to. Okay, get ready for the movie with pound for pound, the most muscle mass of them all. Talking about Sylvester Stallone's new intense trailer for Rambo Last Blood.
I finally came home. The only family I've ever known.
Why is it like him? Is it Nia and Lisa? Like everything in the trailer is like, I'm angry and I have skills to deal with that anger on other people.
And I'm so intense. Yes, the trailer shows glimpses from the original Rambo that debuted back in 82, First Blood, and then another one in 85. So Last Blood finds Rambo facing off with a Mexican cartel after they kidnap his friend's daughter. So think, yes, as you mentioned, Liam Neeson taken on steroids. Rambo Last Blood opens in theaters September 20th. So, I might go see that. I kind of like those movies.
I probably won't, but I look forward to your review.
You got it. Well, Demi Lovato got a birthday surprise from her new co-star, Will Ferrell.
Hi, everyone. Will Ferrell here on the set of my new movie, Eurovision. We are having a great time. We just started filming, and we want to make a very special announcement about a brand new cast member. And it just happens to be her birthday today.
Aww.
And I made her this wonderful cake from scratch. So happy birthday. Yay.
Yay. Yes, Demi is so pumped she gets to join the cast of Will Ferrell's Netflix movie, Eurovision. It's a comedy. He took to Insta to welcome her and give her a birthday cake. Also, Pierce Brosnan's going to be in the mix along with Rachel McAdams. So this sounds like good.
I get so
good
excited.
Stuff.
And Netflix has really stepped it up. Same with Hulu as far as movies.
Yeah.
Like, I love Will Ferrell, so I'm hoping this is not a big, like, dud. It's actually
I know.
Good.
Give us some good stuff. Another movie news. We are getting Matrix 4. Okay, so the Matrix 4 in the works with Keanu and Carrie Ann Moss. They're set to return. Confession, you guys. I've never seen any of the Matrix movies. Any of them. Have you?
You've never seen, like, the original OG, not even on, like, TBS? Like, how do you miss that? It comes on TV.
I know the look of Neo. I know the black, like, all the cool moves and camera. But I've never actually sat through and watched an entire Matrix.
Are you taking the red or the blue pill? You don't even know what that is,
do
you?
I don't even
know what that means.
You don't even know what that is. I would go blue. Is that bad?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm pumped for this. It's going to be really good.
I got to be honest. I only saw the first one, so I didn't know. I've never seen the second, third, or fourth, but Matrix is iconic.
I know. I think I'm going to binge them, and then I'll watch this last one.
You're lying, but okay. Thanks for lying to me. Appreciate that.
Well, maybe eighth time is a charm? Larry King has filed for divorce from wifey number 7, Sean.
Even though I'm my age, you know, I have a wife who's 26 years younger.
Yeah.
So we have two little boys. People see us together. I know what they're thinking.
I know this sounds petty. It really is. But how can you be with somebody 25 years, like, when you're that old? Because he was so old when he met her.
Right.
That's like nobody wants, like, Liv likes older, like her dad's friends, they're cute. I don't know if she actually is attracted to him. But, like, who could really marry a grandpa unless you're, like, the girls that were in the Playboy Mansion, and that was for obvious reasons.
Well,
is there an actual physical attraction to, like, people that don't have teeth, like dentures?
Obviously
it could
not
be the lifestyle.
Like, you want to take care of an adult
right?
baby?
Well, they may married, like you said, for a long time, and he was 85, she's 59. They tied the knot in the 90s.
You
they
know
have
why.
Two sons together.
The money.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, they filed for divorce a while back, and then they reconciled, but it's done. Do you think he'll find another at the age of 85?
I don't know. With all that garlic money and everything else, Larry King hawks, anything's possible.
It's true.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want the guy to be alone and sad, but it's like, do you get to a point when you're that old, you just stay with the person?
Like, no. When you're like, well, obviously 80? Not. Larry's
well,
like,
he
move it on.
Apparently, Larry King's got the hookup. He'll find another girl 30 years younger.
He's a hot rod.
Hey, Larry King here.
Well, I'll keep you posted on that one. That's
all right.
It.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie, for the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.